To be in the house of the Lord, amen. I tell you what, things get any better around here, it's gonna be tough. I tell you, it's gonna be tough. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to do this class with Sister Joshua sitting over there. Yeah, 30 years she's been sitting one place and she's gonna move. Hello? All right. I'm about ready to cut the air conditioning fans off and everything. Put you back in your right place. All right. I'm just going to begin our study tonight, James chapter 4. Today, James 4, we're going to continue our study together, James chapter 4. James chapter 4, beginning about 11 or 12. We've got verse number 12 of James 1. Blessed is the man that endures temptation. For when he is proved or tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord had promised to them that love him. I know we've been talking about those four words for a long time, and I hope you got them a part of your spiritual memoir. We stay in that spiritual zone. That is that we must continue to submit, resist, to be able to draw, to be humble in order for him to lift us up. That is, to be able to submit, to resist, to draw, in order for him to be able to lift us up. And that first word, brother, if we don't submit, and that's the key word, we're going to move on. Because this ain't Bible, but you can take a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. As Peter said, if you don't have that desire to receive that sincere milk of the word, as Jesus said, the hunger and thirst after righteousness, I mean, what I say, it's nothing you can do about it. But I will say this here. There is something, is a reasoning that calls us not to be able to be able to submit. And that word is sin. Luke 8:11, the seed is the word of God. If that seed can't penetrate in good soil, that you be able to receive and grasp the word through faith come by hearing him by the word of God, you're not going to be able to be submission. Or as Jesus says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God, or whatever it may be. So here he says, submit yourselves, and by that word yourselves in your own Bible, I like to make it personal, amen. I put our lives, amen, because as much as I love my wife, I can't make my wife submit, amen. It's an individual choice because every man must bear his own burden. You got to be willing to want to submit. Like this morning, you know, no one shouldn't have made you want to be here. It should be in your spirit. This is the Lord's day, amen. Some of you, I began to text out to sisters last night, our Saturday message. And some of you who's on my email, I mean my text list, some of you got the text that I sent out on last night. If you want to receive the, I was sending them out just to brothering, but I said, well, I'm going to send them out to sisters too, amen. And some of you got those texts in relationship to, it's not where we are, that's not where we are now, but where are we going? What direction are we taking? In relationship to pressing toward the mark. That is what direction that we're going to take. And listen to me, in a spiritual sense, because it's all about spirituality. Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in us, which is in Christ Jesus. Romans 12:2, be not conformed, but be transformed. We're transforming. How many times I tell my brother Biffle, when we leave here today, we can be just a little bit better than when we walked in. That's enough to make the church say amen, amen. That is, but you got to be able to submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and underline that word devil, because you know how I feel. There ain't but two forces in this world, either you're right or you're wrong. Either you fuck God or you're against God, amen. And when we know that we speak with authority, when we know we speak, when we can prove it from the book, amen, amen, that's God's talking, amen. Am I right? And according to James 1:25, which is the perfect law of liberty, amen. Am I right? Because y'all know what it is, right? 14:26, 15:26, 16:13, 1 Corinthians 13. Y'all know what I'm talking about, amen. Till we got now what that perfect law of liberty, amen. Which is, here we go again, here we go with numbers, amen. 66, am I right? 5, 12, 5, am I right? 17, 4, 4, am I right? 1, 21, 1. That's the 66 books of the Bible, amen. And like I was telling you, what we're doing here, through the study that we're doing on a weekly basis here. Someone saw my book the other day and they said, I like to have one. I said, well, you can't get this book because you got to go back to 4. So you got to go back to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. See, once you get know who Jesus is and believe and get baptized, Acts chapter 1, amen, or the book of Acts, am I right? Then the next 21 books is for you. This is for the saved, amen, as we grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So you got to be able to submit yourself, therefore, to God and resist the devil. Don't take the devil lightly. See, the devil all around us, amen. Devil could be in my house, could be in your house, amen. But you got to be able to be truthful with yourself. See, if my children full of the devil, they full of the devil. If my wife full of the devil, she's full of the devil, amen. But you need to notice that. You need to say, yes, that's right. You need to identify. Because until you identify, you're not going to be able to resist him. If you continue to say, well, they're going to do better. Or, yeah, well, they're going to come around. Well, you're playing in the devil's hand, amen. Because the only way they're going to do better, the only way they're going to come around, they got to be in submission to the word. The word, the only thing that can cleanse us, amen. The word, the only thing going to change us, am I right? The word, the only thing going to be transformed by the renewing of our what? Mind. That's why we got the Holy Spirit. That's why we got the word, the 66 book, because those are the instructions that are going to change us. Amen. But you got to be able to resist the devil. Too many times, we carry false stuff. You know how we learn how to add 2 plus 2? No plus no? You carry the one. So y'all carry too much garbage from day to day. Amen. You got to let it go, am I right? Go me Philippians right quick. Philippians right quick. I want to share something with you. Y'all with me? Now, I came fired up today, man. I'm telling you. Well, we had yesterday. I'm still feasting on that. In Philippians chapter 3. All right? Beginning at verse 13. See, that 21 again, am I right? He's a brother, am I right? Because he's talking to the church, am I right? He's not talking to the world, amen. He's a brother. He said, I count not myself that I apprehend it, but this one thing I do. I mean, I know what I do. You got to do it too. If Paul did it, God about the Holy Spirit, we got to do it, amen. See, God is no respecter of person, amen. Forgetting those things which are behind and pressing. I'm pressing for those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. What things are those behind? Those things that happened yesterday, because you ain't going to bring back yesterday. Yesterday's gone. Today is a new day, am I right? The Lord blessed us to see one more day, am I right? Look what he says here. He said, I press toward the mark. Right, Revelation 2:10. That mark is heaven, amen. That's why we're here, to work out our salvation, Philippians 2:12, with fear and trembling, amen. Am I right? See, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling, 2 Thessalonians 2:14, that is, we are called by the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. See, the calling is based on the gospel. The gospel is based on Jesus Christ. So therefore, we press toward the mark, and to do that, you got to forget what happened yesterday through examination. Am I right? Through submission to resist. See, you submit to resist, come ye out from among them, be ye separate, so you can press toward the mark. Because see, you don't do that, you always going to have some on your back. See, you always going to be toting around garbage. You always going to, it's going to be like a big old albatross on your back, amen. You ever been that way in life, that you had something that beset you? It may have been a financial problem, it might be children problem, it might be a job problem, I don't know what it may be. That you wake up worried about it and you go to sleep worried about it, amen. It's something that's like a stabbing knife, just continue to stick with you, amen. See, but that's what sin do when you don't forget about it, amen. And press toward the mark. You got to let it go and let God. You have to let it go and let God. You just got to turn it over to God, amen, amen. Because go back to James chapter 1. That's what we're studying, James 1:12. Blessed is the man. See, happy is the man. Do you want to be happy? Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. Yes, sir. It makes no difference how faithful you may be. It makes no difference how strong you may be. The devil still is busy. Amen. You think just because I can say 66, you think just because I can say 5, 5, 5, 12, 5, 17, that the devil going to let me go? The devil going to come at us. See, the devil is not happy with 5 part, what we doing here, amen? Am I right? Because see, what we're doing, we're edified, we're growing, and we're building, amen? Can you imagine the 52 weeks what this is going to be like? And we only got to the book of Numbers. Am I right? Now, can you imagine when we get all the way through the old and going into the new and finish through the book of Revelation? The devil don't like this here, amen? And you know what the sad part? He used some of us to talk about us, amen? And it shouldn't be. Amen? Because see, the devil wants you to have a temporary blessing. See, he throw you a temper. He'll throw you a bone. He'll throw you something, a bone, to captivate you, to get you hooked. Amen. People say, man, I sure been blessed. Man, I got me a good job. How can it be a good job when it's stopping you from coming to church on Sunday? I'm going to let y'all think about that. So come, y'all going to come back and say, well, man, don't work, you don't eat. Y'all should have been reading us in the book of Leviticus. He mentioned about two or three times. I gave you six. Now you keep hold of the Sabbath day. Now Romans 15:4, whatsoever things are written aforetime, written for our word. See, we can learn from that, from the old to the new. Amen. And I think that's called submission. Amen. Am I right? See, God give you 6 days to do whatever you want to do. But you sit here and say, I've been blessed. I've been looking for something this all my life. You tell me you've been looking for something to stop you from serving God? Amen. But see, that's the devil. Amen. Am I right? You say, boy, this is my dream home. I've been looking for this home. Amen. This is a blessing. See, come over here, Brother Lyles, and bless this home. I'm going to bless something for you that you got to work to keep it on Sunday. Amen. But I'm going to quit meddling. I got a long day ahead of me for y'all got not to be mad with me all day. Am I right? Because see, some of y'all get an attitude, and you're going to be throwing your eyes at me till 7 o'clock tonight. And I'm going to let that go. Well, I'm telling the truth. Am I right? But see, that's what we said. Blessed is the man who endured temptation. But to be able to endure it, you got to know where it is. You got to forget it and press toward the mark. You got to let it go and press toward the mark of the high calling of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And very few Christians or very few people realize that, hey, we all have sin. There are none righteous, no, not one. Amen. See, I stand in front of you every Sunday. Brother Biffle stands in front of the country every Sunday. But we do sin. We're no greater than you are. We're no better than you are. We're all brothers and sisters in Christ, heirs of God and joint heirs of Jesus Christ. But you got to be able to do that. Because he said, for when he is tried, and you're going to be tried, you're going to be proved, you're going to be tested. See, he shall receive the crown of life. You know that crown of life? I believe right now, John 10:10. He came that we may have life, that we have more abundantly. That is, for our state we find ourselves there and be content. See, it's not what we see is contentment. It's that mindset. Am I right? It's like Brother Frazier said, I'm sure it's hungry. I said, well, Brother Frazier, come on, I got some peanut butter and jelly. Well, I don't want that. Well, you ain't hungry. Am I right? Am I right? See, I was telling my wife the other day, I said, certain things I just didn't like, Alicia. I just didn't like certain things like broccoli. I just didn't like certain things like fruits and stuff like that. But since I've been trying to be health conscious, man, I'm eating more fruit. I'm eating more broccoli. I'm eating more things that I never ate in all my life. Amen. And I'm feeling better. And I'm telling her, I said, I've been missing this for 60 some years. I'm got old to start liking something I should have been eating all my life. Ain't that pitiful? Because that's that mindset. You know, Dar used to cook broccoli. She said, you want some broccoli? I said, I don't want them trees. I just call them trees. That's what they look like, bushes. Amen. But boy, when you take that stuff up and grind it up and make you some good juice and some more stuff and drink it, boy, it tastes better than bacon and eggs, amen? And it's healthy for you, but I'm going to move on. To receive a crown of life which the Lord had promised to them that love him. So, let's move on. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. That is, I guarantee you, if you pray without ceasing, if you study and show yourself approved unto God, if you're not forsaking assembling yourself together, but mainly if you may have that mindset, this is the key word, to desire the sincere milk of the word. That is, see, when you come here with that spirit, that attitude to receive the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul, don't worry about no clock. Don't worry about how long I preach. Don't worry about that. Just have that spirit. I want it, I need it, and I got to have it. Amen. See, you're going to draw nigh to him. But when you come, you're already in a hurry. Before you even got here, you say, I hope Brother Lyle don't preach long today. See, you already been cut off. Church even hadn't started. Amen. See, you already been cut off because see, you already closed your mind. For the word to be at the end of the end, because faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Amen. See, you got on the phone last night and you talked to some members who said, well, you know, I'm going somewhere. Because he just go on and on and on. Amen. So I'm telling you how the devil works. Amen. See, because see, if you have that spirit or you have that attitude, the word of God not going to be able to penetrate and you're not going to draw. And when you don't draw to him, he's not going to draw to you. It ain't going to happen. See, Terry did a marvelous job. He got through. I smiled. He said, I apologize for the length of time. I looked at my clock. I didn't realize what time it was. Man, we could have went to 1 o'clock because it was so good. Am I right? It was good. Am I right? You know one thing, John, when we go to Rise, people don't be looking at their clock. Y'all will be looking around, well, better hurry up. But until you hear that word, and that's the word I want you to see, desire to send the milk of the word that you may grow thereby. He said, then you can draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh to you. He can cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your heart. And I want you to underline that word, double-minded. And right, Matthew 6:24, I think that's where they're checking from, roughly, that you can't serve two masters. So you can't be double-minded. You can't be wishy-washy. See, God said, I'm a jealous God. He can't have all of us. He don't want none of us. Amen. See, you can't come 50-50. You hear brethren tell me all the time, well, Brother Lyle, you're just preaching too hard. Some people just ain't at your level. Well, why not? You understand what I'm saying? See, there's a reason why you are not at that level. See, tell the truth. There's a reason why you can't receive. How come he can receive, but you can't receive? The same word being preached, am I right? See, we all draw the same way, am I right? See, it's a reason why, see, you are not at that level, or even if you're not at the level, even if you can't don't understand the Bible thoroughly as some of us may be, or whatever it may be, but have the spirit to receive the engrafted word that you can grow thereby. Amen. See, you got to start somewhere. It's like, if you already missed Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, don't worry about it. Pick up in Numbers. We start number one today, amen. So don't worry about that. We're going to forget about that. We're going to press on with the rest of us. Am I right? Am I right? Now, you can go back on your spare time, but like I told the brethren, Brother Bilford, do you not realize that 85 to 90% of people who call themselves Christians in the church don't read their Bible? You say, well, why would you say that? Well, you know a tree by its fruit. Because what goes in, what comes out. See, hear a preacher say, well, we may have 100% or 90% for worship, but on Sunday night we only have 15%. Well, something wrong with that. Because we all supposed to be drawing the same way, am I right? Am I right? We all supposed to be submitting the right way, am I right? Resisting the same way, am I right? So we can be cleansed our hands so we won't be double-minded. Am I right? That we may all speak the same thing, build the same mind, and build the same judgment. Am I right? And that's what the word of God says. Am I right? But see, you can't be double-minded. You can't be in an illusional state because God is not the author of confusion. The Bible is supposed to confuse you. Sometimes you hear people say, no, brother, I just don't know. I hear you about women keeping silent. I just don't know. Well, see, something wrong. When you start scratching your head, I back it back. Because see, it's a spirit there. There's not a spiritual spirit, Because it'll be something different if you like the Ethiopian eunuch in Acts 8. When Philip asked him, said, well, do you understand what you're reading? Then you say, well, how can I accept some man should what? Y'all understand what I'm saying? Or like in Acts 19, they say, how you received the Holy Ghost? Hadn't even heard. You understand? But when you sit there and you start looking funny, see, like you done took some castor oil and start scratching your head. See, the devil is working right there. Am I right? And I'm serious, brother. See, because, see, it ain't but one way. It ain't but one way. See, we should be doing the same thing as Smithfield. Smithfield will be doing the same thing that Fat Paul, because we got about the same 66. The same 66. Am I right? We got the same book, but you can't be double-minded. And then we got to get out of the way and let God get in. Underline that word, double-minded. See, because see, as long as you're double-minded, you're not going to submit, resist, and draw. You can't cleanse your hand by the word because you are double-minded. So how are you going to help somebody else when, number one, you're not sure about yourself? The blind can't lead the blind. They both are falling to the what? That's really why I tell you all the time, brethren. I stand up here and preach and teach, and just because I preach and teach, you should investigate it. We do CDs every service. You should be asking for one. They are free. And going back, I love when brethren say, Al, you misquoted the scripture. And 9 times out of 10, when it happens, we don't wait the church to get out. We correct it before we leave. Because we know that in error, the devil can utilize error to cause division or cause double-mindedness. Amen? And this thing is just too important. Well, we're going to spend eternity is just too important. Then allow confusion to enter in, to be double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep, verse 9. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy to happiness. See, heaviness. Into heaviness. You know what that simply means, brother? Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. You gotta realize we once were lost, but now I'm found. Am I right? See, one time we were afflicted. Am I right? One time we did mourn and weep, and guess what? We're going to mourn and weep again. And it's all right to cry. Amen. But if you stand the word and be blessed, and is able to endure temptation, that when you are tried, you win the battle, and receive that crown of life, see, your joy going to come. See, whatever state you find yourself in, you're just going to be content anyway. And sometimes you ever find yourself, when you're studying God's word, I mean, this week when I was reading Leviticus, sometimes, you know, I just started laughing. My wife said, what's funny? I said, it's a Jesus thing. Amen. It's a Jesus thing. Am I right? See, it turned your joy. Sometimes you just get all heavy, feeling good, amen? Am I right? See? And that's the joy that happens when we submit, resist, and draw. Am I right? And we're not double-minded, amen? It turns those problems into joy. Am I right? Don't that sound good? See, if God be for us, who's going to be what? My God shall supply all our needs, am I right? We can do all things, am I right? All things work out together for what? Good to those who love the Lord. Then look at verse number 10. That's what I like. See, all this comes about, number one, and by the word humble, right, proper spirit. You can't humble yourself if there's no submission. If you this past week, we're in the world, but you don't come out from the world. If you play with the world and the things of the world around you, Amen. Verse 10, you ain't going to get. The devil know that long as you don't submit, resist, and draw, and cleanse your thinking up, double-mindedness, and have some joy, you ain't going to be humble. See, 1 John 2:15 said, love not the world, neither the thing that in the world. The love of the world is not of the Father. See, don't get me wrong when I say this, brethren. See, I'm not saying that nice things are wrong. As long as you don't let nice things control you. Amen. See, it's all right to have a nice house, but you don't let that house control you. See, ain't nothing wrong with having a good job, but you don't let that job control you. See, you don't let that boss man tell you when you can't come to church. Amen. See, I worked for the Birmingham News. And by the way, I did work one time. For a long time. But I used to tell them. On Sunday, I said, well, y'all can run the press as late if you want to. But at 8:30, I'm stopping. And I'm going home. Now, when I get back, I'll come back. But at 8:30, I'm stopping. I don't care where I'm at. I don't care how many papers I got on the back of my truck. I'm going to church. Amen. Now, this is my mindset. Now, you got to develop your own mindset. Amen. Just because I did it don't mean you're going to do it. But I hope you can. But see, because what I tell you, see, just because I'm saying it, see, it's going to affect you when you change your thinking. Amen. Because see, to humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, He will lift you up. That means that when you submit, resist, and draw, clear that double knot and bring joy in your life, He going to humble you. And what He going to do, He going to lift us above everything. Everything. Do you hear what I'm saying? That nothing have no what? Control with you. Over Ephesians 4:30, that seal of protection. Take nothing touch us. Now you ain't going to get what you want, but you're going to get what you need. That's all that matter. You got no difference between want and need. Am I right? See? You understand that? But He going to lift you up above everything. Am I right? Am I right? And I believe that, Brother Biff. I really do. See? That's what God tells us all the time. Don't worry about how many members you got. Don't worry about how much you take up. Just keep on doing the Lord's will. He going to bless Fair Park. Amen? Am I right? Because the seed's still working. The law of reciprocity, 1 Corinthians 3:6, some plant, some water, God's going to get an increase. You keep glorifying Him as we studying in John 17. Am I right? By letting your light shine and you doing what you're supposed to do. Amen. And He'll lift you up above the world and the world see you as one who is righteous. Let me tell you something. God is still in the saving business. But He got to lift you up. Now you think about this here. Husband and wife. See, you take your power, John, and then you add her power, John, and y'all put that power together. Man, you got something working. Am I right? That's the reason why He said, leave father and mother and twain, and you be what? Because see, you got double power, amen. See, you ain't got y'all pulling against one another, amen. See, you got both of y'all lifted up, amen. And see, when both of y'all lifted up, them children can see y'all, amen. And then what you're going to do by your example, you're going to lift them up, amen. Y'all see how it works? Right. Then take the whole church, amen. If the whole church submit, resist, draw, am I right? Don't be double-minded. Get some joy, amen. Get humble to be lifted up. Man, we can be a bigger light to this community, amen. We ain't got to do all this stuff the world. Why in the world we got to do things like the world to try to get folks to come to church? And here's the power right here. All we got to do is utilize what God. You understand what I'm saying? We ain't got to do all that, go outside and do all this. Am I right? Just stay in the Word. Because He'll humble you, amen. And He'll lift you up. And when He lifts you up, He's going to lift you above everything. And guess what, y'all? I believe that. I believe it. Some of y'all looking at me and say, do He really mean that? I'm looking at you. Is He telling the truth? See, if you don't see this here if you hadn't submitted. I'm telling you, brother, if you hadn't submitted, if you hadn't resisted, you hadn't drawn, you don't know what I'm talking about. Because, see, it's something that's blocking your thinking that you can comprehend to be able to understand. See, so humble yourself, verse 10, and I like what he said here, in the sight of the Lord. And the only way it could be in the sight of the Lord, it got to be through the 66. That's the only way you're going to see Jesus through the written word. Amen. It drives me when people say, Jesus put this on my heart. Well, you better, if you put it on your heart, you better go back and check it by the book too. Amen. He put things on my heart too when I study. And get some understanding. Am I right? Ephesians 5:17, that I may know 1 John 5:13. Am I right? So I can be transformed, Romans 12:2. Now watch it, verse 11. Why would, after we going through all these verses, would any of us speak evil one against another? If you have submitted, if you have resisted, if you are drawing, if you're not double-minded, if you got joy in your life, and you've been humbled to be lifted up, why in the world would a brother speak evil of another brother? You hear what I just said? We'll do it because all of the above have not worked. You hear it, they come by hearing, hear by the word of God, but the seed ain't penetrating. And the reason why the seed ain't penetrating, either you hadn't forgot those things behind, you're holding on to something that ain't pressing toward, that caused sin to reign in our mortal body. So, when we see brethren, ugly spirits, talking about other brethren, amen. See, it happened because they are spiritually sick. But there should be no reason. And the reason why I say that, because, see, if I got all against you, or you, or you, the Bible says, I got all against my brother, go to him and him alone. And if he hears you, you have gained the what? Now, if I come to you and we take the word and we put the word there, and then you are not submissive to the word, now we got to go get another brother. Then if that don't happen, you still, because of sin, you're going to hold on to what you want to hold on to. But we got to withdraw from you by telling the whole church. Because, see, your sin, same as Achan, could allow us to lose our blessing. Because sin is in the camp. And who did it? You did it. I didn't do it. See, same thing with families, amen. See, sometimes you may have 5 or 6 children, 4 may be all right, 2 may not be all right. Well, it's time to get them out of there. Because if you don't, they're going to destroy the other 4. Amen. So it says, speak not evil one of another, brethren. I know that word brethren, because he's talking to the church. Amen. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judges his brother speak evil of the law. And judge the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. Now that word judge is mean that when you judge or you speak evil, and you don't have no proof to back what you're saying. And the reason why I'm saying that, because you got 66 books, am I right? And if you're going to judge me, for example, you saw me drunk yesterday, Brother Biffle. Amen. Well, when you come to me to straighten it out, well, number one, that's not speaking evil. That's truth. Amen. Now, if somebody call you and say, somebody told me, and then you repeat that lie, to destroy that brother. Am I right? See, whatever it may be. See, someone say, well, Brother Lyle, meet me down there on 29th Street in Bethlehem. It's a shot house down there. And I want you to come down there, and I want you to write insurance deposit on me. I said, okay, fine. And then you have to drive by there, and you see me going up in the shot house. You say, oh, Brother Lyle fell out the way. You can't wait to pick your cell phone up to tell somebody. You understand what I'm saying? But you can't prove. You don't know what I did. Now, let me clear that up, because I'm not going to go in no shot house. I'm just going to tell you the truth. We were talking yesterday, Terry, about several ways that we can use wine. And the brother said, in the Lord's Supper, I said, don't y'all bring that up in here. We're going to stick with the fruit of the vine, amen. The Welch's grape juice. Don't y'all bring no Mad Dog 2020 up in here. Amen. I'm just telling you the truth. I said, you just never know who's wrestling with that problem. Am I right? So you're going to leave it alone. Am I right? Now, Terry, it sounded good. I thought about it about 4:30 yesterday. But what you said. I said, you think they really going to bring some wine up in here? Y'all understand what I'm saying? Because there's no reason. We all have sin, folks. We all fall short of the glory of God. I'm going to err, you're going to err, we all going to err. But, brother, if we're going to correct by the book. See, don't you correct by your righteous judgment. You correct by the righteous book. Amen. Prove all things. Hold fast that that was good. And then Ephesians 4:2, be ye kind one for another. Show some empathy. Show some compassion. Show some love. Amen. Because we all have sin. We're here today not because we've been so good, but by the grace of God. Amen. Am I right? Some of y'all husband and wife quit looking at one another. It's going to be all right. Y'all better be a teacher when I'm teaching. One thing I see, I can look at you and see. And where God be working, pick up a breath rate. Y'all understand what I'm saying? I know when the word working, Brother Biffin. I be looking at him, boy, to be. Thank you, brother. We out of time, y'all. Mark verse number 12. Mark verse number 12. And we're going to pick back up. Let me go and read 12 through 17. Let me go and read that. I'm going to go back and wrap it up next week. But I'm going to read it for you. Then hopefully next week we'll begin chapter 5. I ain't going to make no promises, but we may. It says here, there's one lawgiver who is able to save and destroy. Who art thou that judges another? Go to now, you that say, today, tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy, sell, and get gain. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, you shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boasting. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him is a sin. Okay, next week we'll pick back up and finish back on that and tie all that back in before we jump into chapter 5. Ain't that all right? All right.